Shimnota.
Yeah, again, we learn also the merger of Yossi. Shimnota v'hibruch. If you did take this seed from Orlo, this egg was from Orlo, then you planted it, v'hibruch, you grafted it, v'hirkev, or you put the vine into the ground, make it grow up again, muta, then it's muta. So it's a kashan of Yossi. Here you see of Yossi holds, zev is a germ, is muta. So I'll tell you, maybe you want to tell me like this. Shani leather Rav Yossi, the difference to Rav Yossi, then Shar Isurin, Liavonis Kechavim. Maybe true by Shar Isurin, like by Orla, there he admits that Zev is a Gurm is Muta. He's only Machme here by the Yisav and Avoy Dezara. By here, by this Atze Asherah, here we said the leaves that fall down, since it also fertilizes the ground, what grows is Asa. Zev is a Gurm is Asa. Maybe only by the Yisav and Avoy Dezara, and not by Shar Isurin. So tomorrow, is this true? Only Shonilei is a difference. Only Shonilei v'atani learned like this. Soda shenizdavla bezev lavaris kechavim, a field that you fertilized with fertilizer from avoy dezara, from this davla of avoy dezara.
Just say what faces. Yeah.
If you took it from the takubas avoy dezara or from the avoy dezara itself, you have.
Yeah.
The same thing, pour, if you have a cow. Shenispatmo v'kashin yavros kechavim. You fanned it by giving it food from a takruba savay nezara, or else from this food that they worshipped. So you made the cow fatter from it. So locker is, Tony Chod, the one brice we learned, saw the tizara. This field, since you fertilized it with fertilizer of avay nezara, it's also to have ano, you have to let it stay waste that year. You can't use it. Pora tishochet. You have to shech the animal right now. It's also vano. You can't have vano from it. No, but different here. Yeah, just the opposite. We'll try to call it again. Soda tizra. It says, okay, this field tizra means you could see it. You could use it.
Yeah,
right. Because it's called zev is a germ is muta.
Yeah.
You fertilize the ground. But if you see it now, what's causing the seeds to grow? The ground and the fertilizer. That zev is a germ is muta. The same thing, poro tishochet. You can take this fat poro right now and shecht it and use it, have anor from it. Again, because the zev is a gurim. It's not then the avoy dezara. It's not here. You don't see the avoy dezara. It became part of the animal. It became part of the ground. But since you do not see it then, it's only a zev is a gurim, it's mutter. That's one brisa. For Tony, either of the other brisa learned, sode tova. No, this field here, tova means let it stay waste. Rashi says that shetichlam imeno kol shvach hazevel. If all the fertilizer goes away, it's ruined. Let it stay waste this year. The same thing, poro tirze. Let this cow become weak. Rashi says tichokish. If you fattened it with food from avoy dezara, so now wait until the poro becomes weak. Let that fat go away. Why? Because zev is a germ is also. So my love, isn't it? Ho Reb Yossi, vo Rabbonin. That this is Reb Yossi and this is the Rabbonin. That's my love, Hodik Tony, saw the Tizra, Reb Yosihi, the Shemin Le Diyom Agabi Orlo, Zev is the Garmiz Muto, so Achinami, Tizra, you light a plant here also. Viazroyan Gadilim, Ayaday Zevil, the Yisra, the Kakadeta. But the Avamina is, the one that says it's Muto Bano here is Reb Yosi, just like he says by Orlo, that it's Muto, that you allow what grows, it's Muto, Zev is the Garmiz Muto, here also by this field. The one that says Tizra, the light of planted right now, is the same Reb Yossi.
Yeah.
So who you see, even by the Yisra Avoy Dezara, Reb Yossi also says, Zev is a Gurm is Mutter. So why in our Mishnah does Reb Yossi say it's also the plant underneath the Tati Asherah? It's down north from Avoy Dezara, but here we see even by Avoy Dezara, Reb Yossi holds it's Mutter Bano. Zev is a Gurm. The Mora says no. The Mora says maybe my love, even Reb Yossi or Rabban must lie. I'll tell you, this machlokes is new machlokes over here. Loi, ho Reb Lezer vo Rabbonin. It could be, according to Reb Yossi, it's not mutter. Reb Yossi was only matter by Orla. By Orla, he says, Zev is a germ is mutter. And really, the Zev is a germ by Orla is machlokes in the two Pshatim in Rashi, where it means the first seed itself, or even the second growth.
Right.
But maybe it's only mutter by Orla. But by Avodah Zarah, Reb Yossi holds it's also. Who's this man Yom that says here by Avoy Dezara? It's Muta. Maybe it's Reb Lezer. So Mora says, "Hi, Reb Lezer of Rabbanu. Which machlokes of Reb Lezer of Rabbanu do you want to say that Zev is a Gurm is Muta even by Avoy Dezara?" Elena, if you want to tell me, we have less of a rabbon in this sor, we have a machlokes by sor, by sourdough. This nam, we're not like this. Sor shel chulin b'shel truma. You have two parts of the sourdough that falls into regular dough, and you want to make the dough rise, you're using it as yeast. So you have part of it is shel chulin, that's okay, but part of this sor, the sourdough, is made from truma. Shenof l'toich isa, and it fell now into a big dough. And now these two pieces are making this dough rise. Now, loy b'zekadei l'chametz, for loy b'zekadei l'chametz, neither piece of the sourdough by itself is sufficient to make it rise. You need both of them together. Now, but it's time for these two pieces, half of chulin and half of truma, fell in together into this dough. When it's time for together, they work together, b'chimtzu, and they make it rise. This b'chur is called the zev b'zekarim. The truma by itself is not enough to make it rise. It needs the chulin also. So there are two things here making it rise. Really, as far as the truma itself would go, would be built up a rive. There's enough more than 100 here to be mevatlet. There's only a svara that since it's a gurim, it causes it to rise, it's like a maimid, it won't be bottle. But now the question is it a maimid or not? By itself it can make it rise. You need the chulin also. So it's called the zev and the gurim. There are two things that are causing it to rise. So it says here, the Reb Lezer of Lezer says, achor achor anibo. I go after the last one. Whatever the last one was, that's also. If the last one was truma, it becomes also. If the last one was chulin, it becomes mutav. But if he goes bosa the achron is mevato the first one. V'chomer v'chomer say no. Bein shenofol isla chatchila. Doesn't make a difference whether the truma fell in first. Or bein shenofol isla chatchila. Whether the truma fell in left. Left. Einay osa. Still this dough is not osa. Achihei boi kadei lechamit. Until from the truma alone, you have enough to make it rise. But since here, from the sourdough of the truma, it's not enough to make it rise, it has to come on to the sourdough of the chulin, so it's always called the zev zegurim. There are two things here making it rise, so zev zegurim is mutter. Even though it's a gurim, but we hold its bottle. So chur, you see the chum hold, zev zegurim is mutter. And the chur of lev is the one that says, zev zegurim is also. So maybe the mandiyom that says ba'avodah zarah here that zev is a gurma planting is also goes according to Reb Lezer, but not according to Reb Yosi. Maybe Reb Yosi holds even ba'avodah zarah it's muta ba'no. Zev is a gurma is muta. Now the Yom Rabbi says loishanu, like when even according to Reb Lezer, when do we say that Reb Lezer holds you go bosa achrin, meaning if the last one to fall in was the chulin, then it's muta. He only says that l'sher kodam v'silikas iser. It's only first when the truma fell in, you right away took away the truma. Now falls in chulin. So in such a case, he says it's muta. Avol but loy kodam v'silikas iser. In the case where you did not take away the sourdough of the truma, the sourdough, the sor of the truma is still in there, and now later fill another portion of sor from chulin, then oser it's also. Why? Because Reb Lezer, Zev is a germ, it's also. Even though the sourdough, the sor of the truma by itself, cannot make it rise, it needs the other portion of the chulin, but together they make it rise. This is considered Zev is a germ. You see, according to Abaya, Reb Lezer holds Zev is a germ, it's also. So it could be the bright, the Mishnah bright before, that says the Avodah Zarah it's also, is also Reb Lezer. But the Rabbanan say it's mutter, it's mutter. So Mar says no. Umimai, who told you that this is the Pshat in Reb Lezer? Mimai, the time when Reb Lezer could Abaye, who says Abaye is right when he says that according to Reb Lezer, if the sourdough of Truma would be there, it would always be also, because Zev is a Gurm is also, maybe no. Dilma may be time with Reb Lezer, Mishum, the Achra Anibo. Reb Lezer holds a new Shita. He holds Zev is a Gurm is not also. There's no mile of Zev is a Gurm. Even though first the sourdough of Truma fell in, and it's still there. But now, secondly, he holds a svar maybe, go bosa achron anibo. That means like this, igmir bi isura. It first fell in the chulin, and then second fell in the Truma. So he considers it like it's the Truma that's causing it to rise now. Therefore, asura. It's not called a zev as a gurim. He holds a svar what falls in second, the last one, that's what causes it to rise. So if it's truma that fell in last the yisur, it's also, because that's the whole gurim, that's the whole maimed. But vigoma b'teiro, in the case where first the portion of sourdough of truma fell in, and that it by itself cannot make it rise. Now another portion like that fell in of chulin, and now it's rising. So the reason why it's smuta is not because dev is degurim, because the new svar of gomim b'teiro, the last thing that falls in, that's what causes it to rise. So instead of the heter was something, right? Mutarim. Bein soko, bein lokai. She wouldn't make a difference whether you took away the truma or not. Even though the truma is there, still according to Rabbi Lez, it could be a smuta. In other words, he does not hold this svaro, zev is a gurm is also. That's not his svaro. Zev is a gurm by itself would be muta maybe. We don't know what he holds. But here it's a new Charlotte. He holds when two things fall in, one after another, the last one is a gurm. That's what's causing it to rise. So if it's heter, it's heter. If it's isra, it's isra. That's Rabbi Lez's svaro. But you have no proof he holds, zev is a gurm is also. So it won't help us. We want to find the man diyama that holds zev is a gurm is also. It's not going to help us.
Yeah.
Ela Reb Lezer Rabbanon the Eitzim. Like we'll see the next Mishnah or Gemara Psachim. This not learned like this. Not al heimenu Eitzim. Yeah, this Atzei Ashera. This tree that the Goyim worship. So the tree is also Bano. Now somebody comes and takes off branches from it. And so it's Asur Bano. You can't use it for fuel to have heat from it. It's also Bano. But what's going to be if somebody took it and Hesek bought a tanner? He put it inside the oven and heated up the oven with this wood. So it says, Chodesh, if it's a new oven, it wasn't used yet. So the first time you use it, you firm it, you make it strong. You like form the oven itself. So then you touch. You have to now break this oven. It was formed through Isuri Hanor. It's the heat that's coming out from the wood of the Isuri Hanor that's forming, strengthening this oven. So you have to break the oven. It's also Banor. Yoshin, let's say it was an old oven already, then it was formed ready. The heat now doesn't do anything to the oven itself. So then the locker is just yutzan. Let the heat cool off. It's also to have enjoyment from this heat, but once the heat goes away, you're allowed to reuse it. What's going to be offer by a tapas? When the wood is there, when you're burning this wood of Atzei Ashera, and the heat coming out now is baking bread, so Asura, Pano, we hold the bread as Asa, Pano, we hold Yesh, Shvach, Etzem, Apas. This is the Sugyim Sochim, where you say this svar of Yesh Shvach Eitzim Apas, to say the Shvach of the Eitzim, like it's called the wood, gets changed into fire, into heat, and now it's the heat that's coming into the pas. We look as if the mamish, the pieces of Atzei Ashera, is in this pas. So we consider the bread Osa Bano, that's what our Mishnah holds. Yes, that the bread itself, it becomes Osa Bano. So far, that Nisarvo Be'acherim, let's say this bread gets mixed up into other breads. The locker is the Isuri of Avodah Zorah is not Bota B'raiv. The Isur of Avodah Zorah is even B'ramashu. Therefore, Kulam Asuras Bano. They all remain also Bano. We have Lezer, and Lezer says in this case, Yelech Hano L'yam HaMelech. He agrees that the bread becomes also Bano. Shasiyo, there's a pidyon by Isur Hano of Avodah Zorah. In other words, this bread now is also Bano true. But afterwards, it got mixed up with other breads. Therefore, he says, take the value of the money, how much this bread would have been worth, and throw it Liyam HaMelech, like you're not having any enjoyment from the money. You're throwing it Liyam HaMelech, so like you're being poida the Isuri Anor. Therefore, the rest of these breads, the other 100 breads, you're allowed to sell them to a guy, becomes Mutav Hanor. And on this, Omer Lecham said, that's Reb Lezer, no, ain't pidyon Liyavonis Kechovim. There's no way to redeem Avodah Zarah. The Isuri Anor still remains.
Yeah.
So this, so here, see from Blazer that Zev is a Gurm is also. Like Blazer only says you could be part of it. But before you're part of it though, the bread is also. Yeah. Even though there are two things causing this bread to be baked, it's the oven itself. You need the oven to hold the heat in. And then it's the heat, the fire that's coming from the wood. So it's considered Zev is a Gurm. There's the heat causing the bread to be baked. And there's the oven that's causing it to be baked. So Zev is a Gurm and it's also. So see, Reb Lezer holds, and these Rabbanim also hold, the whole Mishnah, Reb Lezer and the Rabbanim both hold that the pas is also Bahanor. Reb Lezer only says you could be poiter it, take the value of it and throw that money into the Yam HaMelech, you can make a Mutav Hanor. So this is Reb Lezer that holds Zev is a Gurm is also. Now the Gemara says, if so, before we wanted to say that it's a Machlokes Reb Lezer and the Rabbanim. Which Rabbanim that argue on Reb Lezer hold that Zev is a Gurm is Mutta? From our Mishneh we suggest the opposite, that Rabbanim also agreed the bread is also Bahanor, that Zev is a Gurm is also. So Mori asks, Rabbanan the Pligulet Rab Lezer Maninu. Who are these Rabbanan that before we said argue on Rab Lezer that hold Zev as a Garm is Mutta? These Rabbanan here now Mishnah hold Zev as a Garm for sure is also. Which Rabbanan say it's Mutta? Elaine, if you want to tell me Rabbanan the Eighth and Rabbanan here now Mishnah Beitzim, him, Achmurim Achmiri, Fakir, they're more strict. They hold that once this bread becomes also Manor, there's no way to be pointed with it. You can't redeem it. So they're even more strict. But they agree the bread becomes also Bano, because Zev is a Germ is also. El Rada, Rabbanan the Sor, it's the Rabbanan before of Sor. That there the Rabbanan say that the dough is Mutta. Even though there's some sourdough of Truma that fell in there, but still it was only a Zev is a Germ, the Truma by itself was not able to make it rise. You needed the dough of Chulin, the sourdough of Chulin, so it's Mutta. So those Rabbanan hold Zev is a Germ is Mutta. Tamar said no. Maybe the Rabbanan are only Mekel by Zev as a Gorim by Sor, by the Easter of Truma. That Easter that Mekel with Zev is there. But maybe the Avodah Sechav and Mimakili, where do you find, before we want to say it's the Machlekes from Lezim the Rabbanan, by the Easter of Avodah Zorah, whether you say Zev as a Gorim is Mutter also. So which Rabbanan would even hold by Avodah Zorah it's Mutter? Eldig Mor says the Erlem, Ho Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan, I'll tell you no. But coming back to original Teretz, maybe one goes according to Rabbi Yosef, one goes according to Rabbanan. And it's like this. Rabbi Yosef is the one that says, Zev is a Germ is also even by Avodah Zarah. So coming out really like this. The Hor Rabbanan, Hor Rabbi Yosef means Rabbi Yosef is the one that says it's Mutta. Look at Rashi. Hor Rashi, Elu Yolam. Hor Diktoni, Sode Tizra. That's what we say, this field, you're allowed to plant, you're allowed to use this field, that was this Davlo, that they fertilized it with Avodah Zarah. I'll tell you Rabbi Yosef, it goes according to Rabbi Yosef. That old Zev is a Germ is Mutta even by Avodah Zarah. That Shemino Legam Yola, because we heard by Olo, Tiyoma that Rabbi Yosef says Mutta. They got Avodah Zechovim now. So maybe there's no difference between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surim. Rabbi Yosef is the one that says Zev is a Germ is Mutta. And the Rabbanan says Zev is a Germ is also. Now, they got Avodah Zechovim, the common that said before, Saichek Vizer Leruach, to grind it up and throw it, for Lo Shoni Ben Avodah Zechovim, the Shari Surim. There is no difference, that it's Mutta. For time on Lav Kadesh, we don't have to come on to the answer we said before, the Ozel Yibud, because there's a bitl already. No, that's not the answer. The answer of Rabbi Yosi old, Zev is a Germ is Mutta, even by Nisra, by the Zara. So it's Poshim now why you could grind it up and throw the dust into the ground. Because it's a Zev is a Germ. So the only question we had was, our mission over here. With the Kashlok, Rabbi Yosef, the Masnis, and the Neviyah, it's a question of Rabbi Yosef and our Mishnah. That was the whole question. Here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef says, you cannot plant underneath an Ati Asherah, because the leaves fall down, and they fertilize the ground. So it's a Zev is a Gerim. I was saying that Zev is a Gerim is Mutta. So in Tzio, the Gemara says, Le Devrayim de Rabbanan Amrilhu. Rabbi Yosef only argues back according to the Rabbanan Shita. And he says like this, Lididi, according to me, myself, Zev is a Germ is Mutta. That's the we paskin. And even by Avodah Zarah, Zev is a Germ is Mutta. Therefore, you're allowed to plant vegetables underneath the tree of the Atzi Asherah. Even though the leaves fall down, so what? It's only a Zev is a Germ is Mutta. But if Yosef means to argue back in the Mishnah, means Lidithu, he's saying back to the Rabbanan Shita. The Yamrisa that you are Shita, you yourself say, Zev is a Germ is Asa, you're telling me by Orla and by other Avodah Zarah that it's also to grind the Avodah Zarah and throw with the Ruach. Because Zev is a Germ is also you hold. If so, Oidol Lemias, why don't you agree to me over here that after you rock, if you might say Shama should be also. That was his kasha in the Rabbanin. How could you say you're allowed to plant vegetables in the winter underneath the tree? Because there's no Hanor from the shade. But why isn't it also according to you? You haven't Hanor from the leaves. It should be Zev is a Germ should be also. So still a kasha according to you, Rabbanin, it's a kasha. But according to me, Rabbi Yosi, to me, Pshit, it's Mutta. I hold Zev as a Germ is Mutta. Therefore, there's no cash anymore. Rabbi Yosi is only saying, Alibu the Rabbonin. Now, what's the answer to the Rabbonin? For Rabbonin, to the Yomer Rav Mori, bread Rav Kana. That the answer is, because here, this Zev as a Germ is Mutta, because what Hanor are you having from the leaves? The fact they fall off from the Asesherah, and they fertilize the ground, so you're having some one Germ of Hanor from Avodah Zarah, but either Gisa, the tree is also being pagan, the plant. It's ruining the plant. The fact that it's blocking the sun. So therefore, we look as if there's no Hanor at all from the Satya Shera. One cancels out the other one. That's why it's Mutta. And I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel Halachic Rabbi Yossi. Halachic we pass like Rabbi Yossi that Zev is a germ is muta even by Nisar Avodah Zarah. Therefore, someone who takes fertilizer from an Avodah Zarah and fertilizes ground, now after it was done, it'd be muta to plant there. Because the hanoi you're having is Zev is a germ, it's the ground that's causing it to grow. And the fertilizer of Avodah Zarah, we hold Zev is a germ is muta even by Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara says, now the Gemara says, Halhu Ginsa, there was a farmer, the Izdabla Bizabla Davarachavim, some of the Jewish farmer, and by mistake he fertilized his ground with fertilizer from Avodah Zarah. From the Kabonis, from a Takrubas Avodah Zarah that has Nisra Nor on it, they fertilized their ground. So Sholach Rav Amram came with Rav Yosef. He asked the Shalom, what should we do now? Could the person seed now, or does he have to wait till it let it stay waste for a year? Or Malay, you have to back, Hochi Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Halachic Rav Yosi, Paschal Rav Yosi, that Zev is a Gorm, is Muta, so now that it was done, it's Muta to have Ano. Lechatchila, you shouldn't do this. Lechatchila, it's also to take Ano. It's called you taking Ano from the Avodah Zarah. Because with the Eva, though, if it was done already, now that it was Nizdavlo, it's Muta to plant the ground. Mishnah, Notam Imenu Eitzim, let's say you pick off some leaves, some branches from the